6 today.
Good evening, everybody, or good morning, depending on where you are. Sarah Palin inks a deal with Fox while Mark McGuire confesses to using steroids. Oh, big surprise, not. Avatar, I think, now has raked in $1 trillion. I'm not exaggerating. That's a true economic stimulus for those movie makers, anyway. Have you gone to see the little blue men and women of Avatar yet? Have your kids dragged you to that, or grandkids, or maybe you yourself want to go and see it? I heard 3D is the way to go. I wish we could look through some 3D glasses when we were talking about Harry Reid and whether or not he really is on the right side of history. The Senate Majority Leader is done with the conversation over whether or not he's racist, in light of the recent remarks he made that have now come out in a hot book on politics called Game Changer, all about the picadillos, if you will, of the various candidates running on the mostly on the Democratic side of things in 08, and then reaction to what happened behind the scenes. I have to say, it is pretty juicy. It's more like a trashy novel than anything else, but very, very revealing and riveting. I mean, honestly, a page turner, no less. I think we're going to try to have both of those guys, at least one of them, if we can, on the show, because they got incredible information through lots and lots of sources and hours of interviews, including things about Sarah Palin, but a lot of the juicy stuff was on Edwards, John Edwards, and his wife, Elizabeth. Shocking stuff, actually. And, of course, the Reid comments that are making their way around the world. Obama has come out and said that he's accepted, in case you haven't heard this, I know we talked about it briefly in the last show, he has accepted the Senate Majority Leader's apology and said that there was nothing mean-spirited about the remarks. And this comes on the heels of, like I mentioned, this new book that revealed the comments that he made about Obama during the presidential campaign. I'll say it once again in case you missed it. In a private conversation reported in the book, Reid described Obama as a light-skinned African-American with no Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. And so just to push the point further, Obama did a television interview on Monday and said, This is a good man, who has always been on the right side of history. Over the weekend, he issued a statement accepting the apology, calling Reid a stalwart champion of voting rights. And so Reid himself is caught up in this web, obviously, and people are following him around, reporters that want answers. And when he arrived in Nevada, he acknowledged that he could have used a better choice of words, and saying that he's received phone calls of support, mostly across the board, especially from black lawmakers, since the comment was publicized over the weekend. And Reid said that he's very proud that he was one of the first people among the Democrats to encourage Obama to run for president, and saying, I'm done with this. I'm not going to dwell on this anymore. So in light of that, you wonder, while everybody's dissecting whether or not there's a double standard. Of course, if I were a Republican strategist, I would absolutely try to do something with this. It's natural in the era of I'm on this team, you're on that team. I've said this a zillion times on the radio show. It is like sports now, politics. So Republicans, of course, are accusing the Democrats of applying that double standard by accepting Reid's apology for what he said, instead of demanding that he be booted as the majority leader. You have Michael Steele falling all over himself to talk about it on a bunch of programs, of course, because they want him on, they want to get the reaction, and the comparison is natural. It continues to go back to the Senate Republican leader, Trent Lott, back in 2002, where he stepped aside from that spot because of the comments he made about Strom Thurmond. And even though he apologized for making the remarks, he was still forced out. So it's natural that this would be something that could be bandied about, and it is being dissected all over the place. The bottom line is it has no effect on whether or not I believe he'll be reelected, because while he has no intention of stepping down as the majority leader, and he's definitely running for reelection, I checked again with his people. There's no question about that. There's nothing in the wind that has him stepping down, and I believe it. I don't think that he's going to get elected anyway. If the polls are pretty true to form, he's really, really, really struggling. And he's criticized from all ends, whether it's liberals, conservatives, whoever. And he is having a very tough time in his home state. And, of course, Nevada is slammed by the recession. They have one of the highest foreclosure rates in the country, almost the highest, because of what happened there with houses. So he was struggling anyway. In the meantime, health care front and center, and the president was focusing instead on that. Here's a little snippet of what he said.
After a long and thorough debate, we are on the verge of passing health insurance reform that will finally offer Americans the security of knowing they'll have quality, affordable health care, whether they lose their job, change their jobs, move, or get sick. The worst practices of the insurance industry will be forever banned, and costs will finally come down for families, businesses, and our government. Now, it'll take a few years to fully implement these reforms in a responsible way, but what every American should know is that once I sign health insurance reform into law, there are dozens of protections and benefits that will take effect this year. Uninsured Americans with pre-existing illness or condition will finally be able to purchase coverage they can afford. Children with pre-existing conditions will no longer be refused coverage, and young adults will be able to stay on their parents' policy until they're 26 or 27 years old. Small business owners who can't afford to cover their employees will be immediately offered tax credits to purchase coverage. Early retirees who receive coverage from their employers will see their coverage protected and their premiums go down. Seniors who fall into the coverage gap known as the donut hole will receive discounts of up to 50% on their prescriptions as we begin to close that gap altogether. And every patient's choice of doctor will be protected, along with access to emergency care.
All right, so a little bit of the details, of course, changing in healthcare legislation. If you paid close attention to what Obama said in that pre-recorded weekly speech that he does, saying, acknowledging it's going to take several years, maybe 2014 in some instances, for the changes to be implemented. I think a lot of people seem to believe that the changes that they wanted would be instamatic, and that's not the case. I know we've talked about that with a lot of people in healthcare, so that was obvious by the time they go through all the red tape anyway. No public option. Some of the things that he did say, people with pre-existing illnesses or conditions can buy affordable health care once he signs it into law, but that's not going to happen right away. Kids with conditions will no longer be denied coverage. Same thing, because it's not going to kick in right away. And small business owners who can't afford to cover the employees aren't going to get the tax credits either right away because of the time for this whole thing to be implemented anyway. And he didn't talk too much about what's going on with the lawmakers, who, by the way, agreed to bypass formal negotiations trying to reach a deal. More on that coming up in just a minute.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305. or heartandbody.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Short-timer, but Senator Chris Dodd had his own thoughts on health care legislation and where it was going. And who were the people in the Senate who could actually stall it? Because there still are some that are on the fence, despite still the idea of pushing it through. And by the way, the House and Senate versions of the overhaul would require all Americans, we already know this, right, to get coverage. And then supposedly pony up subsidies for those who can't afford the cost, but then the details, it's all, you know, the devil is on the details. They're all mixed up. Part of the sticking points are who do you tax, how many people to cover, how to restrict taxpayer funding for abortion, whether illegal immigrants should be allowed to use their own money to buy coverage in new insurance markets, for example. So already the meetings are underway at the White House. They were last week, and again this week, this is the heavy, heavy, heavy push to have this go through. So Chris Dodd, as you all know, he's done with politics. He's not going to run for re-election. He announced that last week. He's also in a tough battle where he was losing in the polls. Many of you listening to me in Connecticut know what I'm talking about, for various reasons, including what was nebulous about his relationship with the Countrywide CEO and the sweet VIP mortgage deal that he got. Anyway, here's what Chris Dodd had to say on one of the cable shows in talking about health care legislation, what he actually doesn't like about it, and also who are some of the people that could actually hold up the bill going to the president's desk ultimately.
Well, I think so. Again, as Judd knows, this is a precarious road. And look, this is far from a perfect piece of legislation. First of all, taking on the issue, as Judd knows, from the Nixon administration, the Clinton administration, going back to the Truman administration, Congresses and administrations have realized the present situation could not persist. Obviously, it needed reform and change. And this bill has its difficulties. But in essence, moving forward on the question of how you include more people, try and reduce those costs, are going to be critical. The idea that we're consuming as much of our gross domestic product, around 17% today, and those who are knowledgeable claim that in the absence of some reforms in this area, that number could jump to 30 or 35% of GDP. obviously just unacceptable. You can't, a government economy couldn't function on that basis. So my hope is we'll get this done, but I'll be the first to admit and tell you that this is going to require a lot more work for future Congresses and future administrations to get this right. But in the absence of getting it forward, moving it forward, so I'm hopeful that'll happen, but it is hanging by a thread, obviously. One or two votes could determine the outcome of this bill, despite all the efforts over the last number of years. Well, I think you'd have to have been living on the moon not to follow what's happened over the last month or so in terms of those who are kind of hanging in the balance. Obviously, my good friend and colleague from Nebraska has concerns about the bill. My colleague here in Connecticut has had some as well, Joe Lieberman, among others, Blanche Lincoln. They're watching it carefully. And I respect their judgment and their opinions. We disagree on some of these issues, but when you're dealing with an issue as complicated as this, where there's many moving parts, as included in health care, are there any number of people that have concerns? I know a lot of the people on the more progressive side are deeply disappointed that we don't have a public option now moving forward in this bill. The House does, and trying to cope with it. So everyone feels, I guess, to some degree, who have been for this, that they would have liked something different. And that's not uncommon when you're considering an issue of this magnitude. There would be as many different opinions about what the final bill ought to look like. So it's requiring masterful work, and the president's deeply involved. I spent about two and a half hours with him last Thursday at the White House, along with Max Baucus, talking about the bill and the differences between the House and the Senate version. So a lot of work needs to be done, but I can tell you the staffs are working literally overtime all weekend to try and resolve those differences. And my hope is that we can get this done.
All right, the bottom line is, ultimately, no matter how you try to sell it to the American people, the people who, anybody, the progressives, the liberals, whatever label you want to throw out there, independents, all the people that thought that this was going to be a public option and there was, it was going to be across the board, they have to be massively disappointed because that hasn't happened. On the other hand, there's enough to go around to disappoint basically everybody. The idea that I think small business will get crippled with this if they're not careful in the wording, because, again, the affordability and trying to get that insurance and that coverage is, I think, a tall task, especially since the insurance companies still, because it really is a health insurance bill. It's this whole health reform thing, forget that. And if you would just erase the state lines and go with the competition, that would have been the smart play, but that didn't happen. In this, with the compromises, we still are basically beholden to whatever the insurance companies ultimately do. I don't think that with the lobbying that's gone on, and you think of what's going to happen with the premiums, you know, right now the bill allows insurance companies what? They're able to use, I think, 20% of the premiums, the mandated premiums, to cover those non-medical expenses. And what does that mean? Salaries, CEO bonuses, lobbying, all that kind of stuff. So literally you're talking about billions that are going to be used by the insurance companies, I think, to hike prices to places that people won't be able to get to. They won't be able to afford it. And to me, that's the most depressing aspect of this whole thing. Well, you think you're trying to get ahead of the game and you got your premiums okay, everybody, knock on wood, is healthy in your family. 3 or 4 years from now, I just don't see how an average family is going to be able to afford this. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, you gorgeous person, you.
You know what? For the sake of people who may not have heard you on the air with me before, I shudder to think that. I can't believe it. But tell us, what do you think, on a scale of 1 to 10, be honest, Sam, healthcare in Canada, where do you think it's at right now, today, not before, but right now?
Do, 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 do. I'm thinking. I'll give, at least here in my province, Quebec, I'll give it a 5.
I knew you were going to say 5. So that means it's not great. It's just right there. You have it.
Right.
But if you have something severe happen, that's where it gets dicey, right? Or when you need a bed.
Right, because, you know, like now, you know, that, you know, there's going to be that two-tier health system.
Ooh.
Where, you know, like John Q, public guy who, you know, can't afford, you know, like maybe a certain,
you know, certain surgery or has to wait three or four months where John Q. Millionaire can go to a private clinic and said, here's $1 million, do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like here you have to wait like upwards of, if, you know, if you're a new patient, like if you came here to Montreal, you know, to work and you tried to find yourself a doctor, you'd have, you know, they say, okay, when's the next available appointment? Not till, in some cases, May.
Oh, you're kidding.
I kid you not.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, I think I told you this story. There was a doctor. She went to a funeral of a patient of hers. So some people came up to her at the funeral home. Now, this is really, like, low class, and said, can we take her spot? That's how bad it is.
Wow.
You know, of course, I can't say for the rest of the country, but I'm just speaking, for people here in Quebec. So,
right.
It's really tough. Like Julie's gynecologist retired last year. It took her 6 months to find a new one.
Oh, that's bad.
So I jokingly said, why do you need a gynecologist? I'll examine you.
Oh, boo, boo, boo. Oh, that's bad.
It's a boyfriend.
I know. It's a joke.
Yeah, it's a boyfriend.
You're
girlfriend.
Bad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But you make the point. The point is that obviously if you're healthy, it's okay. If you're not healthy, knock on wood.
Yeah, because, unfortunately, my brother-in-law had a stroke about a year and a half ago. So when they have to go see their, you know, his specialist, his doctor, whatever, it's like, oh, yeah, okay. He just went to see him in December. I said, when are you seeing him again? No joke. Not till April. I went.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, like my brother-in-law bluntly said, I think I have a better chance of dying here in Quebec than seeing a doctor.
Oh. Wow. Well, that answered the question. That says it all pretty much, Sam.
Yeah,
because, you know, of course, we're still, we're wrestling with the whole idea in the States, what's going to happen with the Senate and the melding the bills together and the meetings and the president pushing hard on various aspects of it. All the public option is out. But they're talking about finding people who don't have health care coverage, so it's just
Oh, I'm going to ask you a question, but I can see you pressed for time.
Call me again tomorrow and save that question.
Okay, no problem, gorgeous.
All right, you have a good night. Sam in Montreal. Well, you heard what he had to say about health care in Canada. You can throw your 2 cents in on any of the things that we're talking about, whether it's Harry Reid, health care, or whatever else. Has you on fire, 800-259-5791.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. A again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
About the soda fountain. You know when you go to almost any place and you get a cup and then you go up and you get your soda? Or I like iced tea better, but I know a lot of people get soda. Yeah, you might be a little bit worried when I tell you about a new study that shows what's really in that cup when you press the Dr. Pepper or the Coke or the 7-Up or whatever it is. In fact, I was... it's probably a good diet. It'll make you, it just will turn you off to food and to wanting to go out to eat. So once I tell you about this story, it might kind of gross you out for a few days, and perhaps all those fast food trips will be cut down. So that's coming up. And also, Avatar is hot at the movie theaters, but what about some of those films, those, I'm going to call them throwback films? One of them is coming up. And it's a throwback to an old television series. Remember the T-Man? Remember Mr. T and the A-Team? Yep. We're going to take you back there and let you get a little sneak preview on an upcoming movie. But in the meantime, America, since you have answered the call, and how often do I say on this show, shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. We're going to go to those thoughts right now as we head to the mailbox.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yeah, the mail is here. All right, here's one I got from Lowell Simmons. Lowell, I love it when you send me things because they're always so clever. And he put, how do you fix Congress? Question mark. And then it says, this would be a good start. This movement will of necessity be more of a tea bagger exercise, a little bit more than that. It will require of those we elect to Congress next year as part of their individual platforms. Then the lobbyists will have to contend with individuals who represent a group of us or be replaced. And basically, he goes on and in the note, and he passes the note on, and it talks about the Congressional Reform Act of 2009, and there's 8 provisions in it, all of which would probably be endorsed by those who actually drafted the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So they talk about needing a senator to introduce the bill into the Senate and a congressperson to introduce a similar bill in the House, and then it says they'll become, you know, American heroes. And the Congressional Reform Act now of 2010 is what it's being called, includes term limits, 12 years only, one of the possible options, 2 6-year Senate terms, 6 2-year House terms, 1 6-year Senate term, and 3 2-year House terms. No tenure, no pension. A congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they are out of office. Congress, past, present, and future, participates in Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to the Social Security system immediately. Can you imagine? Congress can purchase their own retirement just like everybody else, and they no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Yeah, it's pretty great when you can vote on your pay raise, isn't it? And they lose their current health care system. I have a feeling there's not going to be a lot of people, though, lining up, that's just a little bit of it, to actually sponsor this one. Although, some of the suggestions are dead right on. But, of course, you know this. The idea is that you get in and you dance as long as you can dance and take advantage of as much as you can take advantage of as far as power is concerned. All right, here's one from Tomas in Michigan. And he says the word Negro is not a racist word. In fact, the Obama administration used it in the census, right? And he put question mark. And that's true. I mentioned this in a previous show, I guess the other night. There are some people that are upset about the census because in the 2010 census, it says Negro. That is one of the choices. And there are people, they're starting to realize this, and there are people that are not happy with that word, saying it's very, very condescending. And here's another one from Jeff. Jeff says, hey, Kate, really enjoying the show. It's interesting, this whole Harry Reid thing. I think you mentioned it about the double standard. It does feel like a double standard to me, but it's just politics as usual. Whichever is the best choice, depending on who's greased whose palms, is the direction they go in. Sadly, Obama knows that Harry Reid helped him big time get elected, so no matter what he said, how could he not accept the apology? Touche. I mean, of course, how could he not accept the apology? I guess you wonder if it were a Republican, if you had we know the answer to it. If you had a Republican majority leader who said that, then, of course, it would be shocking and revolting, and I'm sure there would be calls for him to be ousted, no doubt about that. In the meantime, we got here another email from Tommy B. Tommy B. says, hello, Kate. I just wanted to sound off on whether or not you were doing the football picks this week. And I have to say I've been enjoying it when people call up and they say what they're doing and perhaps why they picked the team or whatever. But I think it's been really fun, and I hope somebody nails the score. It's interesting because nobody has nailed the score other than one of the GCN members. And, of course, they're not, and that's Andrew Zellner, and they're not eligible. He wasn't eligible for any of the prizes, not even a sports fan, but he proves the point. You do not have to be a sports fan. You don't have to be into football. You just have to call, guess a scoring guess, you know, throw out whatever numbers, and pick a team, and maybe you're going to be on the right side of things. All right, I posted this on AmericaTonight.net as well, and this was in the Los Angeles paper, and it's being reported, I think, pretty much all over the place now at this point. But there was with these soda fountains that we use every place, you know, whether it's, like I said, Subway, whatever, fast food places, you know, you get to the cup and you go and you get whatever drink. Well, there was a study done by the International Journal of Food Microbiology, and the study looked at 90 beverages from 30 soda fountains in Virginia. And then they did a follow-up study and took a look at the microbes they found in 27 drinks, and that included water. They found, ready for this, that 48% of the drinks were actually harboring coliform bacteria, which means they could contain fecal matter. Ugh. About 11% of the stuff that they looked at, the sodas and whatever that they looked at, had some of that bacteria in it. 17% contained another kind of bacterium that are related to fecal matter. They have specific versions of it, as you know. And, I mean, lots of names. And even though, I guess, the bacteria that they found wasn't strong enough to wreak chaos on most people's system, the fact that they do live in a soda fountain and nobody knows how they got there is incredibly scary to me. And stomach turning, to say the least. And if you're in the restaurant industry, they have to be concerned about this. The FDA has pointed out that retail food, of course, has all kinds of potentially biohazardous situations. And carbonated beverages aren't obviously very good for you anyway. They're trying to steer people away from them. So getting a drink from that soda fountain might not be very healthy for a couple of different reasons, including the one that I just told you about. Well, it makes sense if it's the whole hand thing. We go back to the basic deal of hand washing and trusting that your fellow man is washing his hands. So the person who changes out the stuff in the soda machine, are they washing their hands before they do that? Or even the people handling the machine, that makes sense. You know, when people put their hands and it drips, of course, I mean, some of it would have to come from that, I would think. Otherwise, how are they getting it? To me, that is almost too obvious. But I think it's a game changer big time. I mean, I would think twice about, I would feel a little bit queasy about getting that soda from the fountain. Donovan, isn't it just kind of, it is kind of stomach turning to hear that, isn't it?
Absolutely.
we all know these things. We all know this. It goes back to the most basic thing, like I said, that you trust that your fellow man is washing their hands, and the people that work at the restaurant and the people that are in the restaurant. But sadly, I think that there are people that skip. And that's the problem. Wherever it is that you are going to eat. You know, I'm so conscious of it now that I, with flying and other things, I just kind of out of curiosity, because they always say men are the worst offenders of this. Oh, men, they don't wash their hands when they leave the restroom. But I've noticed, especially because that's where I see the most people, or maybe at a restaurant, that a lot of women skip. And I'm so stunned by this, for whatever reason, not washing their hands. And so that only makes perfect sense. You just never thought about it. There's things you don't think about, that there would be problems at soda machines because everybody's running up, jumping up from wherever they're seated in whatever fast food place or kind of one of those in-between places. Well, that's what you could expect. I mean, it does. It makes perfect sense. It's just things that we have not thought about. And now that they have issued this study, okay, light bulb moment. I get it. Absolutely. All right, coming up, as I said, I'm going to let you hear a little clip from the A-Team. Also the latest, because there hasn't been much on Major Hassan and what happened at Fort Hood. And this isn't a surprise either. Now they're saying superiors ignored their own worries about him. I'll give you the skinny on that. Mark McGuire, if you haven't heard, admits using steroids, saying it was foolish. McGuire, certainly not a victim, but he apologized in his own lame way. Hang out with us.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get heart and body extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and body extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Around the bend with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. But first, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Kate, how you doing, hon?
Good. How are you? You sound good.
A little confused. Maybe you could help me.
Uh-huh.
I got invited to a tea party. The letter came in the mail, so I called up and responded. And the lady was nice, and I said, can I bring anything? You know, tea biscuits. I make some good iced tea myself. And no, just come, you know, and bring who you want. And I called a few friends, and they didn't show up, but that they always do that. I don't understand my friends. But I ended up going. It was in Salem, Massachusetts, and I went to the front door, and there was a sign that the party's in the back. So I go around the back, and there's a bunch of people there dressed up as, like, pioneers, and they had animals with them. And this one guy was on a grandstand. He had a kite with him with a key on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was reading the newspaper because he kept saying things about articles, and the people were yelling back at him with these signs, no tax. So evidently he wanted them to put these newspaper articles on their signs, but they had no thumbtacks. So I started to leave, and then there's this guy on his white horse, and he says, hey, you know me? I said, no, sir. He said, I'm General George, and I'm your daddy. I said, well, you must have left my mother at an early age because I don't really remember you, sir, but I'll check the family tree. And I don't know what set him off with that, but he started yelling at me, I didn't cut down no tree. Hey, Kate, I left, you know. And, you know, I heard about parties like that. They turn into, like, when the sun goes down, sexual parties and sacrifices with the animals. So I left. And now these people want to run for in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, there's different kinds of tea parties floating around. Let's just say that, I guess. And that's that's a crazy tea party, my friend. That's, hey, what's that song from back in the gray slick days and Jefferson Airplane, and one pill makes me smaller. One pill.
White Rabbit.
Exactly, White Rabbit. Nut. That was a White Rabbit moment.
Okay. Glad I stayed away.
Oh, you know, the great thing about America, of course, is you never know what you're going to get. Oh, Mark. So I'm sure he's piggybacking on what we were saying there about what Lowell Simmons sent us in our mailbag. All right, there's no disputing what happened with Mark McGwire. No confusion on that. He was a solid baseball player. Kids loved this guy from when he was playing with Oakland on down. And then, of course, there was the great home run chase and the Maris family, how gracious they were back in 1998. And now, because he's getting back into baseball and he's going to play, not play, he's going to be the hitting instructor for St. Louis. How interesting is that? Where he actually shattered that record. He's now admitting that, yeah, sure, steroids. He did take what people had suspected for a very long time, steroids and human growth hormones to make him the home run king, although he's denying that part of it and saying, listen, I took steroids just to stay healthy. I still would have hit the ball the way I hit the ball. I still believe I would have had the records that I had. After he made the testimony before the Congressional Committee, which was just an abomination, in March of 2005, he said, you know, famously, I'm not here to talk about the past. He hid away. He was nowhere to be found, public view-wise, anyway, because he was ridiculed for refusing to answer the question. And then once he was hired by the Cards in October, you knew it was just a matter of time before he would talk to Bob Costas and others about what happens, because he's going to be their hitting coach. They had to say something before the start of spring training. There's going to be a big deal at spring training. There are going to be a lot of questions still, I think, about that. So he rolled out, they rolled out a schedule of statements and interviews. He called Bud Selig and the St. Louis manager, of course, Tony La Russa, who wanted him to be the hitting coach. Maris's widow, Pat, too, to break the news and left messages for the Cardinals and issued the statement, called AP to get his admission out, and then gave a bunch of interviews. And he said he wished he had never touched steroids. It was foolish. It was a mistake. And no one's surprised by this. So the Maris, McGwire says he even understands why the Maris family believes that Maris's 61 homers in 61 should be considered an authentic record. He said they have every right to. And it also brings up an interesting question. Big Mac, as he was famously, his nickname, Big Mac, for what he did, now may never. I'm sure. It's just like everybody else that's got I call it the asterisk syndrome because of steroids. I think he probably won't get into the Hall of Fame in his lifetime, maybe when he's dead. But that goes along with the others who now are admitting steroid use. But the idea that the record would stand for Maris, I think, is a brilliant one, and one that Bud Selig and others at the Hall of Fame should consider. I mean, his record of 70 home runs in 98 was ultimately also surpassed by Barry Bonds in 73 in 2001, but this is the steroids era, and Bonds is still in denial, not admitting to any of that kind of stuff. McGwire now admitting it. I think they need to roll that back. We'll see if that's possible. He said he first used steroids between 89 and 90 after helping the A's to a World Series sweep. He was the tag team partner of Jose Canseco, who's famous for outing a bunch of people in his book Juiced. They were the Bash Brothers at the time. That was their nickname. So now he's going to probably still get more questions, but he is the second major baseball star in less than a year to admit using illegal steroids. This is on the heels of the Yankees' Alex Rodriguez last February. Big Mac and A-Rod, coincidentally, are tied on the home run list. Oh, my, oh, my. And the world keeps turning. And you expect these kids, and they do, look up to these athletes, and they're cheaters. I mean, it's plain and simple. He cheated. That's exactly what he did. And he cheated the Maris family, and he cheated the fans of baseball, the kids who were following this home run chase out of something that was clean and looked to be clean and exciting and drew so many to the great pastime again. And it was all, I think, in a gigantic sham. All right, this is no sham. Coming out pretty soon in the next couple of months, there's a movie called The A-Team. Sound intriguing? Were you ever a fan of the... Did you ever watch that show? I actually watched it in reruns. I didn't watch it when it was on the air, but I watched it in reruns, and it's kind of funny to go back now and look at it. Kind of a, like I was just talking to Mark about, kind of a White Rabbit moment. Anyway, here's a little sliver, if you will, a little preview trailer of The A-Team.
1 year ago, an elite commando unit was sent to prison for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security facility. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers for hire.
This is beyond nuts, boss.
It gets better.
Now we're talking.
You miss me? Because I miss you.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them...
Sucks to be you, homie.
You look like you got a real bad attitude.
Maybe you can hire...
I love it when a plan comes together.
The A-Team.
What the hell is that?
If you look out on the right-hand side of the aircraft, you'll notice that the right wing is on fire.
All right, so that's The A-Team, starring Bradley Cooper, Liam Neeson, and Jessica Biel, to name a few that will be in this one. How about that? I have a feeling that this could might open to soft reviews, but could really get people in the theaters. Nothing like Avatar, however, that's well over the 1 billion mark. 1 billion on that movie alone. Like, how much did it cost to make the thing, though? I want to say it was like a crazy number, 500 million, something like that. You can always shoot me your thoughts on tea parties, the A-Team, Harry Reid's comments, or anything you feel like shooting the breeze about. AmericaTonight.net.